We have been coming to you Sunday mornings and now Wednesday nights with the message of hope. And now I've been preaching this series called The Comeback. For some reason, God has placed this right here for this season, right now, as we look to come back from where we have been to the place that God has for us in the future. But what does that look like? We've talked about that in the last week. And as we continue to move through this series, let me do a little review. Last week, we talked about God's investment in my life, in your life, in this comeback season. You know, listen, no matter what you think, we're coming back. Life will be restored. God has a plan for you and I. I don't believe God's done with you, and I pray he's not done with me. He's got another season waiting for us. I don't know exactly what that season's going to look like, but I have a pretty good idea exactly what I need to do as I come back moving in to that new season. And last week we talked about that this comeback, we have to have this redemptive heart. There's got to be this redemption in our hearts, and God is fully invested in our redemption. God's got a stake in this. You know, he wants us to have these redeemed hearts, and the Bible talks, and we talked about this last week in Psalm 51, verse 10. We said it goes like this: "Create in me, God, a pure heart." Some versions of the word say a new heart. "And renew this steadfast spirit in me." You know, why does it say renew? And we talked about that last week. What's the pure heart? This redeemed heart, this new heart, that we're going to follow Christ. We're going to come out of this season new and fresh and different than when we went in. We're going to have a redeemed heart. But we talked about this steadfast, renewed spirit, which the word talks about. And we talked about what does that mean? And the renewed, steadfast spirit. And steadfast meant firm. It means settled. I've got the steadfast spirit. But this renewed part, what is that? That's the commitment. See, we're going to come out of this situation with some new commitment. God wants something new from me. God wants something new from you. I don't believe he's going to have us in this situation that we have called quarantine for so long and not have something new and fresh coming out of it. I don't think we're going to come out of it looking like we did going in. And that would be a shame for me and you if we come out of the situation exactly the way we looked going in. I think God's got something bigger. I think God's got something much better for you and I as we come back. And this steadfast spirit means firm and settled and focused. And I mean, it's got to be these 3 points that we talked about. And these 3 points last week were, it's got to be fixed in this direction. We've got to have a direction that we're headed to come back. It's got to have purpose wrapped around it. Got to know where I'm going. And then it's got to have this unwavering spirit. I am not going to waver. I'm going to do exactly what God wants me to do. I'm going to make this fixed line. I'm going to get there. I'm going to do it. But then for those who have talked to me this past week and said, "Pastor, what exactly is this fixed direction with purpose? What's the purpose?" That's today. The purpose is this thing we're calling resurgence. Now, the word is revival. But this resurgence is fixed in direction. It's got purpose, and I'm going to be unwavering. What does that resurgence mean? That is my spiritual revival, my personal resurgence to where God wants me to be. You know, going into the situation, maybe I wasn't doing the right things. I wasn't where God wanted me to be. But I tell you what, I'm going to come out of this situation. I'm going to have a fixed purpose, unwavering, and I'm going to have this resurgence to get to where God wants me to be. I'm going to come out of this stronger than ever with more hope, more peace than ever before. I'm not going to allow the situation to dictate my relationship with heaven. And I'm going to come out of this energized. I'm going to have this resurgence spiritually in my life. And that's what we're talking about today. I've made the comment several times that God has you at a place. So many of us are saying things like, what does God want me to learn during this season? What does he want me to do? And we start doing this personal reflection thing, and we're like, God, what is it? Speak to me. And that's exactly what the resurgence is. And I want to tell you that God is fully invested in your resurgence. He has this investment in us that he wants us to come out of the situation stronger, more focused, fixed in direction, and go at it with all our hearts. He doesn't want us coming limping out. He wants the church here to be filled. He doesn't want us staying home. He wants us to re-engage life different than what we started a few weeks ago. He wants us to be energized and revived. And that's what we're going to talk today. Resurgence means an increase. It's an increase. It's a spiritual, personal revival. And listen to this. After some activity that was very little is what it means. We've got this period of time. This message couldn't have been any more timely. We've got this situation where we're in this time period that we have virtually limited things to do, except for certain industries that are just buried, like our healthcare workers and some of our transportation people. But for a lot of you, we've been hunkered down into this situation where we had little to do. And resurgence means coming out of this situation where there's little to do with new vigor, new energy, new commitments. And that's what we're talking about today. And God is invested in that. It's like a personal revival. What does that mean? That means a reawakening. Let's awaken ourselves from where we're at to where you want us, God wants us to be. And that has been all over my heart these last 6 weeks or so. And it takes me to Psalm 85, 6, and listen, the psalmist, the longest book in the Bible, the psalmist says, oh, revive us. Then your people can rejoice in you again. Not that we didn't rejoice before, but it means give us another spiritual resurgence and we'll do exactly what we've done before. We will rejoice, God, that you poured out your power, your fully invested power into me and into you. Energized us, renewed us, awakened us, motivated us. It would be a shame if we come out of it not even changed. I want to take you right now to the Old Testament in Isaiah 40, verse 3. We go back to the Old Testament because the Old Testament sets the stage when Christ comes on the scene of hope and peace. And Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah, just speaks it so powerful here in verse number 3, and we're going to read from 3 to 5, but I want to speak to all of these verses individually. But Isaiah 40 speaks in verse 3. It says, a voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. A voice that's calling in the wilderness, prepare a way for the Lord. This is a prophetic picture by Isaiah for centuries ahead, looking at John the Baptist, who's the precursor to Jesus himself. And he says this, we're in this wilderness waiting. That's exactly how you feel today. That's exactly how I felt at times in this wilderness. And during this time is when God says, I'm going to prepare a way in you. So Isaiah says, hey, prepare this way. I'm in this wilderness. Let's prepare a way, speaking way in advance for John the Baptist to come in and do what? Prepare a way for the onset of Jesus Christ. It's amazing. And now here we sit in our wilderness, in our desert time. What are we doing to prepare our way for a resurgence when we come out? Are we just staying in the situation, pleading to get out? Or are we actively involved in changing something so when we come out, we've got a resurgence? We're going to talk about that. What's this word highway mean? The word says in Isaiah, there's this highway, a desert, a highway coming out of a desert. Make it straight, fixed in direction with purpose. See, wow, it just all kind of comes together. But highway here means elevation. Elevated is what it means. Raised up, higher. God wants us to come out of the situation raised up and higher than when we went in. There's no value to come out exactly the way we were going in. I'm going to come out, I pray you do as well, elevated and higher than when I went in. Because the Bible says that's what we need to do. Raised up. And it means elevated living is what it means. To be spiritually raised up. To live above the status quo. I want to live above the status quo. If I was living at the status quo going in, I don't want to live at the status quo coming out. There's got to be a resurgence in my spiritual life. I can't live at the status quo, and God doesn't want you living at the status quo. He wants you better than that, higher than that. And that's what the word speaks to us. And then we move to verse 4. So this is Isaiah 40, verse 4. And then it says, every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall become level, the rugged places a plain. So we've got this highway now that we're coming out of. We're preparing this place to come out of the wilderness. And there's this highway. What am I going to do on the highway? There, in verse 4, it talks about what to do. Pastor, I have no idea what that means. Sit tight for a few minutes, and we're going to talk about that. And then we move into verse 5, and it goes, and then the glory of the Lord will be revealed to all his people, who will see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. You know, I can tell you right now that some people will come out of this situation, this quarantine thing, and they will not do any type of resurgence or elevated living above the status quo. And I'm going to tell you why. They won't want to do that because that requires change. I have heard so much, I want to go back to the life I had before. I don't want to go back. I want to go higher than the life I had before. I want God to take me to the next level, a higher elevation above the status quo. I don't want that anymore. I want something bigger and better. And when I come out of the situation, as we move in fixed direction with purpose, unwavering, steadfast spirit, I want to resurge with something better than I had going in. I want God to do something new in me, and I pray you feel the same way. Here's a thought for you. Resisting personal change will hold you back from your resurgence or your revival. Your spiritual elevation is going to get held back if you say, I don't want to change. If that's what you say this morning, then you're going to be stuck exactly where you want to be. Status quo. But God doesn't want you there. I don't want to be there. Here's another thought. We've been abnormal for so long in this status quo thing that if we ever experienced a true resurgence or awakening or revival, we would think that was actually the abnormal part. We've lived status quo for so long and just did what we did that anything outside of the status quo or elevated living or new hope and new motivation would look abnormal. And I'm like, wow, that's exactly what it would be. I mean, we just want to go back to the way it was. I don't want to go back to the way it was. I want better. I'm here to tell you today my resurgence spiritually is going to be better than it was going in. I want more. I want more of God. In Isaiah 43 through 5, it talks about this wilderness. See, in the wilderness is where God meets you for resurgence. In the wilderness, in the desert. God shows up. He turns his face upon you, the song says, for blessings, to give you peace, and then favor. Boy, that's a resurgence. See, you look at verse 3, and it lays out being in the wilderness, the desert, and then it goes into all these changes, the hills being lowered, or the valleys being elevated, and the crookedness, and things just start to change. But then you get to the God being revealed in verse 5. But I notice here, you can't get to verse 5 without going through verse 4. You can't do it. We're going to talk about that. That highway that you build's got to change. To get you to a point of resurgence in your spiritual life, your life in general, you've got to have some changes there. And that's verse 4. That highway. And that's why I said last week, fixed in direction. Your highway has to be fixed in direction. That purpose has to be the resurgence. That purpose in your life that has to be unwavering is, I want an elevated life of living above the status quo. I want God to give me more. That's what we're talking about. I want to tell you something. We're not going to have this resurgence just because we say, oh, I just want it. Or we cry out for it. There has to be this preparation first. There's got to be this time that we say we're going to work on the highway. They don't build a highway literally in a day, or it's going to take some time to lay the cement or lay whatever and build the road. Guess what? That's the time of quarantine. You're in it right now. But see, now you're seeing this road to get you out. And now it's the time to say, what did I do while I was there? In this quarantine wilderness desert, what did I accomplish? What's my resurgence going to be? And what does that look like? And I'm going to challenge you today to make it different. I want to give you a thought right now, and it's going to be something that's going to be kind of tough to digest, but I really want you to think about it and read it on the screen behind me. And it goes like this. A resurgence is the return of the people of God to the Word of God in the house of God by the power of God according to the plan of God under the direction of God, thus receiving then the blessings of God. Church, that's the road. There is the road on the screen behind me. Now, let's read it again. Think about your personal life right now, in your living room, wherever you're at. Let's read it again and think about your personal life. Your resurgence coming out of quarantine, on the road, you prepare. This is how it should look. A return of the people of God to the Word of God, in the house of God, by the power of God, according to the plan of God, under the direction of God, thus receiving the blessing of God. Everything in your resurgence is wrapped around God. It's not wrapped around your job. It's not wrapped around your family. It all begins and ends, and the road leads through the Father. You know, I was preparing this, and it just made me remind myself of the scripture in 2 Chronicles 7:14. Boy, what a perfect scripture for right here. If my people who are called by my name would just humble themselves and pray, just humble themselves and pray and seek my face for resurgence out of the wilderness desert, out of quarantine, if they would just do these things, turn from the status quo, their wicked ways, whatever they may be, fix their eyes on what God wants for them, then they'll hear from heaven. Then God will heal their land. Then their home will be changed. Then their jobs will be changed. Then there'll be more hope. Then there'll be more health. Then, not only for this generation, but for our children and their children and their children, just like the song says. What power that's there. Is it possible for everyone to receive this resurgence? Yeah. This personal revival in their lives, to live elevated above the status quo? Of course. Of course. And wouldn't it be tragic if you were the only one that didn't get it? Wouldn't it be a tragic situation that everybody else got it and you didn't because you refused to change? That you refused to look at things differently, that you refuse to seek this fixed direction, this resurgence in your spiritual life? Wouldn't it be terrible if you missed that? That would be terrible. So what's necessary for us to build this highway out spiritually? What do we got to do? Verse 3 tells us what we got to do. And it goes like this. Verse 3 tells us what we got to do. Moves right in to the changes in verse 4. What do we have to do in verse 3? Build a highway. In the wilderness, out of the desert, build a highway. What does that highway look like? During a quarantine wilderness, what does the highway look like? What do I have to build the road? What's it look like? Here's what it looks like. Verse 4, Isaiah 40, verse 4 reads, every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall become level, the rugged place a plain. That's the refining place of the road, what we're doing right now. I have seen more people evaluate their lives in the last 6 weeks than I have ever seen as a pastor in many, many years. Many. God's got us in the situation. He's got us building the road, the refining process, because he doesn't want us back to the status quo. The outpouring of God, our resurgence, is going to happen very, very shortly. So let's look at what it says there. What's the road look like? The road looks like this. Every valley shall be raised up. It's the first thing it says in verse 4. Every valley should be raised up. What does that mean? I call that the fill-in process. That's the fill-in. A valley is a low point. God wants to start filling in my low points. I got low points. What are those? Oh, those are my troubled spots, my rough edges, my emptiness, my lacking, those types of places in my life, those low spots. God's going to start filling them in for the road. See, you can't go over the road when it's down here. You've got to fill it in some to level it off. Here's a thought for you. It goes, once the valley is filled in the low place, those trouble spots touched, made by right by the word of God, then you'll experience the glory of the Lord all the time. That is resurgence. I got to fill in some things in my life. I got to fill in those valleys. What are those? The low points in my life. Something. What are those low points? Well, here's a few. not necessarily mine, but just in general. Here's what my areas of spiritual failure, whatever that may be. I maybe it's not reading the word enough. Maybe it's not praying enough. Maybe it's just not spending enough time in morning devotions or whatever the case may be. I don't know. I know for me, and I fix those. What are they for you? What about some personal hardships that you experienced in the past that you hold on to? The Bible talks about just let them go. We hold on to those personal hardships that we're going through or had gone through, and we kind of blame God. I've heard that these last 6 weeks. It's God's fault. And then the finance challenges that we run into, and just not only the last 6 weeks, but years ago. These low points in our lives, marital situations, past situations, you fill in the blank. Those low points in your life that changed you. The road's got to be repaired. Look what it says. It says also, every mountain should be made low. What does that mean? There's mountains in my life now. There's mountains on my highway, my road out, my resurgence road to elevate my life above the status quo has mountains in front of them. They're on my road. What do I do? What are the, well, I'll tell you one right now, disbelief. Disbelief. God's not going to get us out of this. Where's God? I don't know. Where's this God? I don't believe in God. Disbelief. Even the believer today has some disbelief. I've spoke to them. Pastor, I just don't see it. I don't see it happening. Then there's others, mountain of faith. God's going to just deliver us and bring us right home. Take us right out. When it's time. But this disbelief is a huge mountain on your road and maybe mine. This, I don't know. Hebrews 3:19 says, so we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. You know, this is kind of looking back to the Israelites were held in captivity for so long, hundreds of years. God finally delivers them out of slavery, the Bible says, sends them out to a desert, and then listens to them whine and complain and whine and complain. Where is this God? Where is this God? This quarantine. We're quarantined now in the desert, in the wilderness. Where's the God? God got tired of it. He says, your disbelief. You're not going to go another step. And they didn't. That's the story. What is your mountain on your road? Is it disbelief? What about, well, is it laziness? Wow. That's a big mountain. Is there laziness there? What about just a bad habit? What about pride? Is there a pride mountain in my, oh my gosh. What about just being indifferent? I don't care. What about just being unmotivated? What about being spiritually immature? What about greed? What about depression, trust issues, addiction? What's the mountain in your road, your highway out? You've got to level it. You got to remove the mountains. Drive on your road. That's why the Bible says prepare the road. You know, everybody has mountains. Everybody has a mountain. We all have mountains. Some of us pastors have bigger mountains than most. We got these mountains. But we all have those mountains. We're going to make those mountains low. That's why the scripture says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people were called by my name, would just humble themselves and pray, seek my face, which the song says, you seek my face, I'll turn my face upon you and give you peace. Peace. To remove the mountain. What about this? The third one says, the crooked will be made straight in the scripture. Crooked. What's that mean? That's a straightening process, if I ever saw one. So my road got to be straight, fixed in direction. Straighten up my road out. See, your resurgence has to have all those things. You got to fill in those valleys. You got to level things off, make things straight. But what's crooked? Wow. Does that mean crooked people? No, I don't think so. I looked for that, and I didn't find it anywhere. I couldn't find it. It means crooked people. I think it means situations in my life. Situations. I think he's talking about things here. I think Isaiah is speaking to things. Let me give you a few of those things. Is your resurgence down this road more important than your job or your money? Is your spiritual elevation more important than the job or money? Is your spiritual resurgence more important than our physical health? Is our spiritual resurgence more important than my social life that I don't have right now because I'm stuck in this quarantine, this wilderness, this desert? I just want out, but I'm not ready because my road's never been built. Is my resurgence more important than my friends? Or are my friends more important than my road that I build to get higher, closer to God? Where is my priorities? Are they all crooked and just out of whack? That's what I think it means. So I go back into my road and I say, listen, I've got to make sure there's nothing crooked there. I got to make sure my road out is right. That's why the Bible says prepare it. You know, who are you and what do you stand for? Is this resurgence thing coming out? Is this really real? Are we going to come out of this better than when we went in? That's up to you and I and how we build the road while we're in it. What's our priority? Let me tell you a quick story. I knew this gentleman who really was blessed financially. He wasn't rich, but he was pretty well off. But then he ran into this quarantine thing. Prior to and right in the middle of the wilderness and the desert, he never built a road in, and he's having trouble building a road out. And all of a sudden, the financial blessings that he lived on for so many years dried up. So then he comes to his local pastor and he says, Pastor, what do I do? You know, I have no money. The pastor would look at him and say, well, I'm sure you've invested into the kingdom all those years. You were well off and you have a good job and God's blessed you and you've got a lot of deposits made in the spiritual bank of God in heaven. You're good to go. No, I don't. My motives weren't super clear and super pure, and I didn't. I didn't give anything. And then the pastor would look at him and say, well, then how are you going to make a withdrawal if you never made a deposit? And that's a place that we don't want to be in. We don't want to be stuck in a situation when we get into the wilderness in the desert and we've got to build our road out. We've got nothing to grab onto while we're there to build the road because we never put anything in it in the first place. And I don't know who that's for, but you need to think about that. But that's a true story. That's a true story. Number four, the rough places made plain. The scripture says in verse 4. The rough place is now made plain. What does that mean? I think it's a smoothing process. Can't go over the road unless it's smooth enough to ride on. I think it's a smoothing process. Taking the bumps out of your spiritual life. Bumps like how? Spiritual resurgence needs to smooth out the bumps in my marriage. Spiritual resurgence will smooth out my finances. See? If you didn't make a deposit going in and you can't make a withdrawal because you've got nothing in the spiritual bank, then when you come out and you're going to resurge and move, you better make a change. You better make a change. So the next time it happens, you are well prepared. My spiritual resurgence, it'll smooth out my bad temper. Make it right. My spiritual resurgence will smooth out my foul mouth or my foul language. Make it right. See, I want this spiritual resurgence. I'll do whatever it takes to get there. Whatever I got to do, God, give me this personal revival. Give me this spiritual resurgence out of the situation. Lord God, let me build that road. I want to be better coming out than I was going in. That's my spiritual resurgence. It's my revival. And I'm going to ask our music team to prepare and come back to our platform as we wrap it up. And I just want to know, is that what you're doing today? Is that what we're all preparing today? Or are we just looking down that road saying, I just want out? Did we prepare anything? Did we set up anything? Did we learn anything? I did. I want to have this elevated highway, as the Bible talks about. I don't want the status quo anymore. If we build this highway, God will bring this spiritual resurgence into our life and then into your life. If we build this highway, God's going to reveal something to you. And I challenge you this morning to evaluate your road, to evaluate your highway. What's it look like coming out? I hope it looks a lot better coming out than what a lot of us had going in. You know, your current situation is not your final destination. It's not. It's bigger. It's better. It's highly elevated. It's better than you ever thought. And I'm telling you, if you build the road to get there, with a direction, fixed on the purpose, unwavering, steadfast spirit, got a road, God's going to give you resurgence in your life. Why? Because he has an investment in your life. God himself is invested in me. He's invested in you. He's invested in your resurgence. Your highway out of the wilderness and out of the desert, God is invested in your comeback. Let's not mess it up. Let's do what God needs us to do. So people see that the church of Jesus Christ comes out of the situation better than we ever were. Highly elevated, above the status quo. That's what God wants from us. Hey, it's not too late, and you're never too far to build your road of resurgence. I want to pray for you right now, right where you're at, looking at the TV screen, the device, the computer, however you're watching. I want to pray for your resurgence. I want to pray for your road, your highway. I want to see you live elevated, above the status quo, highly motivated, ready to go. So we don't come out of the situation, out of the wilderness, out of the desert, limping along. You come out and I come out fully motivated, highly charged, ready to go. Let's pray that right now. Bow your hearts wherever you're at and believe with me. Dear Lord God, I pray for each and every one of those people watching right now, Lord. I pray, Father, that you give them this highway, this elevated living, this resurgence in their life, this hope, Lord God. I pray right now, Father, they are preparing their highway, their resurgence, their personal revival. That they've looked at the scripture this morning and see everything that they need to do to complete the highway out. So when their resurgence shows up, their personal spiritual revival takes over and they're ready to go for the next season that you have for their lives, their families, their children, and their children. And I pray that, Lord God, in Jesus' name, I pray, Lord God, the powerful blessing of a resurgence life on everyone that's watching right now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. That's my hope for you today, that you come out of this re-energized, recharged. God bless you. See you Wednesday night and back here next Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. We love you.